Richard and Julie with you. The official passport index shows Canada is 7th. With 188 places we can go without needing a visa. Julie, how big is that? How huge is that?
I think our passport is one of our most valuable documents. I mean, it identifies you as a Canadian wherever you go. And as we say, we're kind of spoiled because at the other end of the spectrum, there's some places and people that hold their passports that can maybe only go to 20 or 25 places without requiring a visa. And sometimes, if you live in those countries, it's very hard to get the visa.
Claire Newell will join us in about 10 minutes, one of our travel experts here on 680 CJOB on the value of your passport. Later in the hour, the need for more apprentices in certain categories in Manitoba, as in some cases, interest rates have slowed construction projects down. This is certainly fueled right now by a whole lot of hospital construction in Winnipeg and in rural centers. We had the story earlier this week about the fires on Elgin Avenue and talked to the owner about this. And I'm hoping that the situation of the owner and other situations like this can be referred to what's called the Problem Property Committee at City Hall. Joining us on 680 CJOB to explain what that committee does, because it's the big picture approach to some of these chronic problems in our city, is the chief of Winnipeg's Fire Paramedic Service, Christian Schmidt, is with us live on 680 CJOB. Chief Schmidt, best of the new year to you. Thanks so very much for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What is the Problem Property Committee? What does this do? Who's a member of this? How does this all work?
Well, this committee is comprised of a number of members from various departments across the city, those being the Winnipeg Police Service, Licensing and Bylaw Enforcement, Property Planning and Development, Water and Waste has a seat at the table, as does Winnipeg Fire Paramedic Service. And the office of the CAO oversees the committee. The committee has actually functioned for many years. However, it was resurrected about 2 years ago after some discussions with community advocates, in particular, Mr. Sal Burrows. Sal had been to the committee a number of times to speak with committee reps. And very soon after coming into office here as a fire and paramedic chief with the city, I received a call from Sal, from Mr. Burrows, and he really encouraged us to get this committee back up and running, which we have. And I can tell you that since getting this committee up and running again, the level of cooperation between the departments and the information sharing that's moving between departments is at a level that we haven't seen before. So it is helping us move in the right direction because, as we know, vacant buildings in our city is an issue, a very important issue that we need to be dealing with. And this committee is a very good venue for us to get the conversations and solutions to some of the problems. We've also been taking the show on the road, so to speak. So just before Christmas, there was a number of representatives that participate with the committee that actually was out in the community with some folks in Point Douglas and other parts of the city in order to actually see things firsthand.
And Sel so took me out door to door in that community, yeah, as we did our Ringing in the News Year 2024 program, and can point to the houses that, you know what, oh, that one's got a problem there. And we saw a house that wasn't properly boarded up. I took a picture of it just to see how long it would take for it to get boarded up. And then within 48 hours, it was back to getting, and I bet it was his phone call or a phone call from a neighbor. And that works. But in other neighborhoods, it's still very much a work in progress. So talk about that, because you do need that neighborhood and you do need people to be active, to get on the phone, to talk to you, and frankly, to bug you.
Yeah, it's very important. The systems are in place through 311 for putting in the reports. Those reports flow through to the various departments and they are actioned. Sometimes it takes a little longer than people would like to get the action, but it happens. I spoke earlier about spending time in some of the communities. I regularly drive through Point Douglas on my way to work in the morning, and we have a reporting program here where our field crews are able to file reports for vacant buildings and other fire issues in the community. And so even the chiefs in our organization have been filing those reports. They see something, they file the report so that the action can happen. This is everybody's responsibility. And so it's important that people speak up. If they see something, they need to say something. And then our teams can go out. The teams from the various departments can go out and get the situation rectified.
And I know you won't speak specifically to the Elgin matter, and I'm hoping it gets referred to your committee. But the issue there is that you have somebody that is actively trying to do something versus a whole lot of people that are playing the system. And I wonder how the committee is approaching those chronic individuals that have had boarded up and derelict buildings and are doing nothing for years about it versus those that are trying to do something about it. What are you going to do about that? What's the committee's approach to dealing with those issues and those big absentee landlords?
So I'm aware of the situation that you referenced. I won't get into the details, but I can assure you that we are looking into it to ensure that we're actually complying with our own bylaw. But in terms of what we're doing for folks that are trying to remediate housing and make things better in the community, we certainly don't want to be a barrier to that. So we are looking at it. There will be, my understanding is, there will be another report coming forward for consideration. Let's remember it's important to remember these changes that were put into place just about a year ago. Sometimes you don't get things perfect the first time. So part of continuous quality improvement, currently evaluating, ongoing evaluation, and if you need to make some changes, you make the changes. And so that's what we'll be looking to do. We'll do the evaluation, and if there's things we need to change, we will absolutely do it.
Chief Schmidt, appreciate the time. Thanks so very much.
Thanks very much. You have a good day.
Christian Schmidt is chief of the Winnipeg Fire Paramedic Service.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.